As our lives continue to change due to the coronavirus and efforts to keep it contained, the impact in our community is evolving as well. This is Lisa Berry, and there's growing concern about efforts to socially distance and close restaurants and bars and businesses in an effort to stem the spread of the disease, concern for us and our own health, and concern for the businesses in Ann Arbor that are impacted by that. We're checking in now with the Ann Arbor Main Street Area Association and its executive director, Sandra Andrade. Hi, Sandra.
Hi, Lisa.
What's going on with the Main Street Area Association?
Oh, man, it's busy times. Basically, our businesses are incredible in community, and I feel like they're all working together, and the businesses are really adapting to what's going on in this environment. We've created a webpage on mainstreetannarbor.org, and in it, we have, we're starting to list all the curbside pickup restaurants, and some of the restaurants are doing incredible things. They're doing meals for four, Grange Kitchen and Bar is doing like a roasted chicken meal, and you can also order wine and beer. Connor O'Neill's also has family pickup. So they all are adapting menus and trying to do creative things to get people food safely at home. And the DDA is also doing amazing things. By today, they were out there bagging meters on each of the blocks that have restaurants, and they're, they have signs for curbside pickup. So you can just pull up and then call the restaurant and they'll, you know, bring your order out to you.
And by bagging meters, you mean they're no longer charging for parking at meters downtown?
They're not. They are also, in addition to that, bagging the meters just because people can park anywhere really right now. So they're bagging meters specifically for curbside pickup. So there's big signs that say this is, you know, reserved for curbside pickup, and then you can just pull up and, you know, grab your food.
I heard a bunch of restaurant owners and chefs got together the other night to have a community conversation in person because they're so concerned about the impact of these closures. How would you quantify that level of concern for the Main Street Area Association in Ann Arbor?
It's definitely stressful, and I think we're figuring it out each day. We have on this webpage a link for employees and resources for how people can help. So you can support your businesses by going down and doing these curbside pickups. You can, the retailers are offering shopping online. Rock, Paper, Scissors has, you know, deliveries for free right now. They're doing all sorts of things. But yeah, so for the employees and ways to help, so do those things. But in addition, there's a link for people who are out of work right now that gives a bunch of tips. So talk to your bank, see what options your bank has. Can you do a short-term loan? Is there a skip a payment option? We're also suggesting to talk to their landlords to potentially pay half now and like later in a few months. And we have links for unemployment. We have links to some of the great nonprofits in the area that help with utilities and food pantries and counseling. So, and I also have my email on that page so people can write if they have other resources available. I will share them on that page.
Are there things people can do in downtown Ann Arbor right now and still follow these socially distancing recommendations?
Yeah, so Youth Art Month is happening right now, and part of that is a scavenger hunt. So you can download the scavenger hunt, print it up, go downtown, and peruse all the artwork in the windows without going inside any building, without going near anybody, and that's a fun thing to do. Also, Blue Llama Jazz Club, they are offering curbside pickup in addition to, they're going to be streaming some jazz concerts live that you can listen to at home. So you could go pick up your Blue Llama food, bring it home, and then listen to jazz. So it's like being there, but not. So there's definitely things people are trying to do. Downtown Home and Garden, they have that awesome drive-through, so you can still drive through and pick up your bird food or whatever you need, spring perennials. So there's a variety of things to do. They're adapting and figuring it out.
Bottom line is look for ways to support your downtown Ann Arbor businesses at this difficult time.
Yes, definitely. And when it's all over, we're going to do some big, amazing thing. I don't know what yet, but it's going to be a big party.
But you'll hear about it here on WEMU.
Yes.
Sandra Andrade, Executive Director of the Main Street Area Association in Ann Arbor. Thanks for joining us here on 89.1 WEMU.
Thank you.